Who am I?
Who am I?
Who am I? I'm a brother, I'm a friend, I'm a cousin, I'm a hero.
I am the beat to the music, from the music to the beat.
I am a dancer. Dance is who I am.
I am small, a tiny germ clinging to existence.
I am music because my life is a constant beat and I'm ready to shift the tone.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Lachey Garland, and I'm the owner and founder of Slay the Mic and STM Multimedia.
Hi, I'm Micah McKenzie. I'm an artist slash mentor here in Asheville, North Carolina.
We are two artist mentors that developed the Storycraft Project. During our first workshop with the youth, we sat down and got to know each other. We were able to create and have a conversation around who we are, what is important to us, and how we can capture our senses, and then how do we portray that in such a creative way.
With the first sessions, we definitely had to find our way. Finding our way took a lot of effort on part of the children and part of ourselves, and we came together in a way that was truly unique for this project.
The youth created deep, layered, meaningful pieces of work throughout the day, and it was beautiful to see how much they celebrated each other and allowed for their creativity to take form and become a reality. I know we have another powerful, complex poem, and this one is really beautiful in the sense of capturing passions and identity and being, simply being.
Here's the first part of 15-year-old Tori Stinson's poem, Who Am I?
I am a dancer. Dance is who I am. Dance is what I do. I dance for myself. Dance is my happy place. I love to dance. The dance is my everything. I'm a person who had a bad childhood, but when I dance is my go-to thing to erase the past and move on. Dance makes me calm. Dance is who I am. I am freestyle dance. Dance is my escape. It's my escape from negative energy and bad things. Dance is my superpower. When I dance, I feel like I'm in my own world.
Tori told us some beautiful descriptions of who she is just by capturing dance. She said, I wanted to get it off my chest, just to get it off my back and have something to talk about and inspire people who've been through the same thing I've been through. Talk about your pain with somebody. It feels good to get it out.
And she kept writing. Tori had a lot more to say and to share.
I'm a person with a lot of pain built inside. That's when the dancing part comes in. My pain comes from different stages of my life. Elementary school was a struggle. I got bullied and picked on. While in elementary school, people would comment on my skin, saying and calling me Black Monkey. I don't remember everything because I blocked it out. Middle school was my fighting part of my life for self-confidence. That's where dance came back into my life. In middle school, I was ashamed of myself because of insecurities. I can't really talk about them because it's personal. I'm a person that have loved the body that I'm in to dance and have that freedom. I am from the sensation of dance. I created my own world of dance. Dance is my best friend. It's been there since day one. Dance is what made me block out all the hate and negativity in my life. Dance is my happy place. Dance is my everything.
So as I reflect on what Tori shared, I think I have to reflect on my own happy place and also where I find the most joy. It definitely allowed me to think back to the 12-year-old Elizabeth Lachey and who and what I needed at that age. And I was just so honored to be able to witness and hear her experiences throughout this process.
When I look back upon what they originally wrote in their first drafts, it was raw emotion that they were telling us. It was raw feelings. It was them expressing themselves in a new way that they have never done before. In most of their eyes, I could definitely see that. So it was absolutely fascinating to see how much they blossomed throughout this process.
Tori shared that it felt good to get this pain out. She hadn't had the opportunity to do that before.
I'll just give some friendly advice. Be yourself. You don't have to, change yourself for anybody. So just be yourself. You know, if you got pain, just let it out. Share it with somebody. Like what I just did, write it out on paper. It makes you feel so much better.
I know it takes a lot for me to bare my soul. I know it takes a lot for me to even validate what I'm feeling. For these children to come out and expose themselves and to heal in front of me was one of the most beautiful gifts I could receive.
I think every time I left the sessions, I felt even more inspired. And I left with even more self-reflection questions. So as this journey was intended for these young individuals, I found myself really learning so much more from them. And what does love look like? What does passion look like? And what does resiliency look like? And how do we move forward? We'll be back with more youth poems in part 3 of the Storycraft series.